Chris Blyberg, October 31st, 1994. This is Judy Rubenstein and Anita Newell. Morris, you just started to tell us a little bit about the cream cheese, the Philadelphia cream cheese. Would you?
Well, for that matter, okay. Any, because what it takes to make cheese, if it doesn't come from an animal that is kosher, it's not kosher cheese. And this farcus, it's curious, I'm talking about it in East Pittsburgh. When I first was introduced to the man, he said, "Do you have a good piece of kosher cheese?" I said, "I have a piece of kosher cheese, but I can guarantee you the lube, which is from the animal where it came from." So he looked at me and he said, "That's the best I've heard yet." True, if you don't have the calf kosher, the lube that you use to condense the milk to make cheese, it's non-kosher, but the animal wasn't kosher. You know, people don't know that. So the Philadelphia cream cheese from a house where they are very particular. I was very fortunate too, because I knew what to answer. The average agent can know, "Oh yeah, we have this, and we have our Swiss cheese is that, and our Swiss cheese is this." Yeah, the Amish people are very good at it. But how they using kosher necessities to make the cheese cut? No, we're not turning the cheese unless you have what it takes to turn it into. I'm not trying any other things. Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese is a wonderful wood on the table. And what is nice and helps to balance your other necessities to digest your food. I prefer dairy for dinner time instead of fleischer. Because in fact, the doctor took me off eating this.
You think it digests easier?
Well, you can utilize it faster than you can meat. So well, I'll show it to you in print.
That's okay.
No, I have it. You just gave it to me here. We had them all the time. Especially the roosters are here to get out of the way. In fact, we'll charge a premium to get the pullets, you know, to put an egg point in. Leghorn roosters didn't pay for the feed. Because that's the reason at one time he just put them on a dump, but that came against them because indeed a live object suffered. So okay. Don't be bashful.
Okay, Morris, we wanted to ask you first, about your personal life. You told us first that you were married to...
Mallinger from the Carnegie.
From Carnegie? Okay, what was her first name?
The mother's, that I was really in love with, the mother-in-law.
You love the mother-in-law more than your wife?
If that woman came out on the farm on a weekend and seen her grandchildren and seen what I was doing, I don't want to brag about it. I had a few minutes on the porch in front of her back. We held hands together.
Her mother?
She just wished she'd known me before she sold it on Main Street to her store and her home.
Where was this, in Carnegie?
On Main Street. I was in Milan. She sold that 12 months before. She was all right. She got caught in that miserable 30-year depression as a widow. Her husband passed away, I think. I can't give the acronym. But he was Huckster. I didn't know Max Mallinger. Never even met him. But I have Mellinger's in my nose by the handful of us here in the city. We have entire tree of life. Morris is very popular in this family. His wife too. She's a two sisters.
So you married her daughter after the depression, or during the depression?
It was during the depression. In 29. I married her, yes, because the Pushka Klepper. You know what a Pushka Klepper is?
No.
Oh, you've seen him. Put it. at lighting the candles, a few pennies in there.
Oh, right, of course, yeah, okay.
These kind of matchmakers,
mm-hmm.
and this gentleman really had a pull because he had a very interesting, Wiley Avenue, Rabbi Life or something.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Try to tell you, Rabbi Leifer came to the farm to visit my father and he was me, but come in. And you're looking at your yarmulke. We dug a mincha on the apple tree together.
Mm-hmm.
Now picture that this was a Kohen and he'd been coming after a death. My father was incapable and he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this Rabbi Leifer with the whoever this pushed together.
Mm-hmm.
Found out that here's a farmer who's going to become an old bachelor.
How old were you then?
Born in 3.
Oh, so you were 30 already? Oh, not quite.
Not quite.
No, okay, you were only about 26. Okay.
Well, out in the country, confidentially, I didn't bum around too much. We had the time. I did have, yes, we already had a Hudson girl. I didn't tell you. The time to use, I drove to New York to that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Made it within 9 hours over the old Lincoln Highway.
Wow.
You know,
That's pretty good.
Did you ever travel mm-hmm. the Lincoln mm-hmm. Highway when the highway was so high in the middle that whether it was rain or ice, you mm-hmm. couldn't go get up?
That was Route 30 before the Pennsylvania Turnpike was built.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have, the same niece of my father's couldn't believe what her uncle, who's the baby of the family, the youngest of 14, my father, she says, children, that laid, well, after he was in the army, home, with all that attire when they had in the cavalry, he didn't get to St. Vincent because you could wear overalls all the time. But the truth lies that she couldn't believe what she saw when she came to the farm. And this was about after they she had married off her twin daughters. The oldest, so to speak, of the twins, my older brother and I think we shared. Mother and father went to the wedding, going through from the farm to share a street in New York. It was no easy task those days because the going and coming took longer than the time spent there.
Whose wedding?
Their family name was?
Oh, no, it wasn't your wedding. I mean,
No.
Okay, you were married. Let's go back now to Rabbi Leifer because I remember my aunt always. Why was he so special? I remember my aunt always called him if somebody was sick or if wanted something special. People felt he had special powers almost.
He was an exceptional individual,
mm-hmm.
learned individual. On Wiley Avenue, people could hardly find the parking space at that time. I took my parents to the oldest daughter's wedding at Syria Mosque. It was in the early 30s, and I can't give you the accurate date.
This was your sister?
No. This was the rabbi's oldest daughter.
Oh, the rabbi's oldest.
That married the one that's in Denver, Colorado today.
Okay.
We're speaking of Rabbi
Leifer's oldest.
Yes. And their name is, the brother is here, a leader in the school. Their family name. They're throughout from coast to coast. These people, that's 4 or 5 brothers. But he's in Denver, Colorado, the oldest daughter of Rabbi Leifer's husband. And his brother is here, very prominent in the school, teaching, mm-hmm. and has a place here in town also. But bringing me back, how did I get in contact?
Mm-hmm.
Well, between the rabbi and the chatonim, as we call it, the ladies, and to save this Morris Blyer and become an old bachelor, it wasn't there, it didn't rope me in. But I thought it was a, when I saw the lady,
mm-hmm.
I'm speaking of the mother. And she came out with her sister, her sister is a good owner, and her husband worked for Kaplan Bakery. Anyhow, there was a shidduch made without even finding out who's who and what's what.
Tell me again, I want to understand, this match was made between Rabbi Leifer, this match?
No, when the old students, the parents.
The parents, yes.
Oh, couldn't blame them. What kind of people are those out there in the country? Well, Rabbi Leifer knew us because for Passover milk, and I'm not telling a story, I'm telling a fact of life, he could not have it any other way unless my brother-in-law, Arthur Bloom's father, would deliver it to him.
Your milk.
Yes. And not only that, he watched and seen what we did to prepare our feed for the cattle. Mm-hmm. Now, there's your hummus.
Okay. So your wife's name was?
Bessie.
Okay.
She was a Malinger.
Okay. And how long were you married?
I wasn't married. I put up with it.
It was never a happy...
Oh, if another baby comes, she'll be a different woman. This is the mother talking. She was a different woman, all right. Break me up fat 3 times, she died. When I was in the city here for 7 years, and I plugged along, and I got a toy with a crack cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't buy gasoline out there, and the banks were closed. And this same lovely mother-in-law, which I just, you heard me say, you could sit down and talk to her. She was a businesswoman. She had her money on Fifth Avenue among a couple of Yiddish bankers, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Got 12.5 cents to the dollar they had. We didn't get hurt that bad out in the country, but we did lose money till the banks opened up in 32. I'm not telling you something that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dear ladies, I didn't have any money in the bank. I didn't lose anything. But the truth lies, why did I come into town? There's plenty of work out at home, plenty of work. As you heard me say, in the summer, we needed the horses to work the ground. That's the reason we had 2 trucks already at that time, delivering milk. And with the trucks, we even went out on televised screen with them, because we needed the animals. My father was showing, I never seen a man work as hard to keep the family together. He would plant and finish seeding with the moonlight.
Wow.
If the weather was unfit. And you care to make a notice? He went for his citizenship papers in the month of May, after he had 1912. I have the date too. The mayor of the town, Jeanette, was his witness. The Laser Cats.
Laser Cats? A Jewish man was mayor of Jeanette?
3 times.
Oh.
Who elected him? Garibaldi Hall, the Italians.
Mm.
2 stories there. I'm speaking of Jeanette, was Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you about how my father became a citizen. May the 12th, and he didn't have his oats planted yet. I picture a farmer on a nice day to lose it in the spring of the year to get his crops in. Judge Copeland. Now there's something to be, it was very true to us when he was introduced to the Mayor Cats. Of course, he was politicians, so one click. And Meyer Goldstein was his other witness. Meyer Goldstein was a merchant of Algenet.
Okay, now when you were married to Bessie and you had 3 children, 3 daughters. Okay.
Let's finish with him Monday.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Because
I'm sorry.
When he came up in front of Judge Copeland and started to ask questions, I'm talking about 1912. My father, yes. What he could say, hello, goodbye, and he would understand numbers. But when he asked him a question like, what is your occupation? So my father says, Maya, what's my about garnish, a little bit snoozy of tooth. And he found out he was farming. I'm speaking of Judge Copeland. And he winked at the mayor of Cass. John, politicians is one click. So he tells him that if he couldn't get there sooner in Yiddish, he would have tried to come in the weather, but he couldn't have to work to get his own seed. He's losing a day, and he would like to get the crops in. And guess what he did to the clerk, the Judge Copeland, whatever her name was, write this man out of whatever he took to fill out the forms. This man didn't get his oats in yet. And he sent him home with the insurance, but the citizen's papers lined us up in detail. The youngest two were born here, so there was no problem. And this is how I was registered as a citizen in 1912. I was already 9 years old. Yes. It was, I may not be wrong on a date, but it was in the month of May. And this is how it was in the country. Now, my dad was showing he couldn't get over. Guess what this Mayor Katz would expect from the farm? The rich Finkelhor. This is a brother-in-law.
Of the judge?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the judge is the cousin. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what they had in the city here, but I knew they were well fixed. Mm-hmm. They were well-to-do. If you brought this man a crock of sauerkraut from home out of the barrel, there was the price system. The Laser Cats. And this, yes, he had a pleasure of seeing another farm time and again. Unfortunately, he did not have any children. He married a lovely person out of Greensboro. He was also, Mrs. Cass was there for the years. Her sister married her at the Jeanette, we were in the stores. Clothing. Two stories, Union Clothing and Finkelhor. That's the way it worked. And they had plenty to do there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way my father got his citizenship papers. I'm on that.
And you, the sons, the older sons were there with him. And
the older son, at that time, he was doing like I did, delivering milk. He didn't get in the business till the late teens. My brother, Max, they made a better rogue than they made a businessman. I'll tell you why. 7 years older than me. And I had a Zman Cheder in Europe for one season of the summer. Well, guess whenever he saw me? Sunday when we went in with the butcher to the town, and Friday morning when we went home for Shabbos. Why? This was during the summer. Because of the winter, perhaps at that age. He would do it for the morning shachar for sure. Becoming a bar mitzvah at that time. I'm speaking of summer days, early in the morning. Well, what did a kid of 6 years do? 7 years older than me. He was bar mitzvah. I wouldn't see him in the morning to leave to the young soul because I was sleeping. And I fell asleep before he came home after marriage. So this is as much as my brother took care of me in the summer that I was beginning to learn olive base. Now you'll ask me who taught me olive base. Now this is, I think I mentioned it to you.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get breakfast without saying Modiyami.
Yes, he told
us. I told you this. And I wasn't alone. It was a round table. It was about 8-10 of us. Because this maid, whoever she was, and my name, we knew her to be Kasha. And she made the same money out of it. And it was such a joke, I have to laugh myself. Who was there to question me at home? I don't know how she stood all that effort. Even though I helped her with the big tubs, I think she had more trouble helping me to carry it to the springs where we were washing.
Morris, we want to talk about your social life. Your first marriage, which didn't sound very happy.
Very, very.
Yeah. Ended in when?
Passed away in 37.
Uh-huh.
And he was so joyful too at first that I am not left around. He got, first thing you know, he already had a car. Well, when did I go in the car? When somebody else had to go anywhere, because how much time did I have on the farm, especially in the summer? Well, the car in the winter we put in the barn floor, and that's where it stood in the winter. Because the horses always had two good teams of horses there. They needed the exercise, and I could deliver more milk with an animal with the horses than I could with a truck. And you would wonder why. An animal that I have some pictures here to show to you. And he came to a U-turn. He could let the animal do that with what we call a fifth wheel on the wagon. And while I was dropping off the ball, the milk on the steps. Now with the truck, well, you know, you have to stop and you have to start. So we enjoyed not only the effort of the milk, we made better time. Of course, we weren't that far away from town. Because within 14-acre field, we were in Penbrae. In other words, 10 minutes could have brought you out of Penbrae. From Jia, it took a little while longer because there's 2 miles difference between the cities, Hamlet and the Jia Brae. To tell you why we use the horses 6 months out of the year, sometimes more than that. And if you had a bobsled and there was snow in there, oh, but this is these sleigh bells on you didn't have to use sleigh bells. They knew we were coming. And why? When we delivered the milk, well, many times, especially around their holiday, the high bill, mm-hmm. The postmaster, hard shaving pan, throw it on all the bundles and the packages you have and the bobsled and we help them deliver.
Okay, when...
This is how we had what we call neighbors and friendship and made a living. Mm-hmm. And how did we succeed by doing many things there? Well, now it's coming back to Bessie. The farm is no good. My younger brother couldn't see make a living on there. It's too slow. He wanted born in Kingston, mm-hmm. Already a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to set the world on fire. Well, I did up till the time he came about this. But from then on, things didn't go so happy because they already had to produce something. He ended up in Florida. They were coming. I wouldn't trade him places. 7 years younger than me. Not enough that I was my brother. Mm-hmm. He had plenty to eat. But he'd rather drive a school bus or an 18-wheeler on the road because there's money in it.
So Bessie?
With Bessie, coming, get started after I put in 7 years in town. In town, believe me, I moved. I didn't buy a home in town. I didn't have that kind of money. But we started on Miller Street. We ended up and the Candy Squirrel Hill there, mm-hmm. Where in Isley's Niagara Street in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to better it along the way as best I could. Well, when I seen I couldn't get ahead because I think I told you that they wanted me in Hagerstown. Mm-hmm. Well, then we had that. And that was already when my father passed away in 37. And that's what brought me back to the farm. My poor mother and I couldn't even get there on Sunday. The picture I didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We were unloading a carload of Miracle Whip. Well, Matt Fiddler and I, to this day, living in my biggest children, he's got a son in Greensboro. He wouldn't ask an next one to help unload the car and deliver the orders. I delivered his orders to overhaul Overhill Street and on the hill, mm-hmm. For the vice parents. They, they
so, Yeah. Were you really happier to get back on the farm?
Yes.
You were.
I couldn't see a future here in town because they wanted me in Hagerstown now. Mm-hmm.
And so Bessie didn't want to go back to the farm at all?
She didn't want on the farm any longer than I would be in New York.
So were you single for very long?
What kind of living could you expect?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the children, yes, they were. My oldest one was graduated from high school, from the college school.
Mm-hmm.
Two had a merit class record.
Mm-hmm.
She had come home with a wristwatch, I don't remember the name. So there was room there, but this was hit and miss. She was more at her mother and in Pittsburgh than she was with me. And I already had a separate home for her. I rented it in 6th Street, and Jeanette, she wouldn't have to be tormented on the farm. She'd say, well, the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes were worse in the town than it was on the farm. It was always an excuse.
May I ask, Morris, while you were working at Corliss Creamery during these years.
Well, that was a crafter's
right,
theater.
And you were living,
on
Robert Street and on Miller, then Roberts. So you moved within Pittsburgh.
I tried my best to make it more convenient because in Robert Street,
And therefore you were away from the farm. Except on Sundays.
7 years. The Sundays were busier many times than the weekdays because we delivered and we made, especially around the hill and on the north side too.
Yes.
Because now I was working for a Christian, the Corliss Creamery was a bunch of us. We were working against the Jersey Farm Products, and I knew these people in Carson Street. Well, after all, I had to work for a living. And Jeanette, Jersey agent, or taking orders for them, or any of the stores, was time wasted. Because I could, no matter when, I also had an advantage. The Corliss Creamery did not bother them, but it was the third time in that fit where either ham and butter and eggs. And that's where I shined.
So when you went back in 1938 then, and you...
37,
okay. And you were single then and tried to see your daughters whenever you could, I guess, on the weekend.
Well, when I went back, she just waited till I rented our house on 6th Street in Jeanette.
Uh-huh.
And I did it.
Uh-huh.
And in a row. I don't remember. Yeah, good months. It didn't last a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved out on me while I was busy. I don't remember whether I was thrashing that day. She managed to find out that I'd keep pretty busy. Not only when I left in the morning to do your chores, and
mm-hmm.
especially in the summer. Well, I was more on the farm than I was
mm-hmm.
in the house where I ran. I'd stop whenever I'd finished delivering on the streets to see, getting some groceries
mm-hmm.
to save her. In fact, the middle one was born there.
What happened?
Diane, would you care to read something to show you what kind of a person? I think there's a lot of Lyberg in her. The Houston name was, I wasn't capable at that time to do what the average father would do for a daughter. Why? He wanted to. Or did he want the wedding? It became impossible for me to please him. And from then on, it became, as much as I love these children, I didn't get up, then he shut, and he made it those. Deal with it, shied it away. It's disgusting too.
Who was
she? There's no tumor in her.
Mm.
And what I want to do is show you how devoted this child was and worked for the PNC. I've been 20-some years, and I have,
We can read it later if you'd like, Ross.
I'll find it. I'll probably have another ball. 26 years for the PNB is not easy to
pick. Pittsburgh National Bank.
Well, it goes out of the PNC. The Idolizer was on Craft Avenue. I see her there once or twice in about 26 years. She's passed away. The living birch could be at home there. I was on that porch. Elf. I was on the porch. With a bag of stuff that I wanted to bring in. So we're looking in the house to see.